Hello and welcome to the Blue Team Podcast, your unofficial weekly podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. The Blue Team Podcast is sponsored by Marcos Shipper. You can't beat the scran, doing it Marcos. This week we're joined by forward Stephen Boyd. Stephen tells us all about his time at Celtic, Hamilton and signing for Peterhead.
Okay, Stephen Boyd, welcome to the Blue Team Podcast. How are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Not too bad. So how was the last... So 6 months been, it's 6 months since we played football. How's things been for you?
It's been difficult. Been missing football, but it's been good to concentrate on some other things as well. Fitness and just try to keep busy.
You mentioned your fitness there, that Boyd Fitness has been keeping you going. Has it been good for you to be doing something like that to get through it?
Aye, that's helped me a lot. Just to keep me busy and keep myself busy and like, get myself fit, stuff like that.
That's how I kept you motivated through lockdown as well, Stephen?
Aye, definitely. That's motivated me a lot. That's kept me going. Otherwise, I'd be on the PS4 all night and all that. You know what it's like.
Do you think it's helped other folk as well get through it?
Aye, definitely. I've helped a lot of people. Right at the start, I was doing... Zoom hit sessions 3 days a week, and a lot of people were giving me good feedback saying it kept them going through the start, but it's only so long you can do that for before people start going off on that.
Were you surprised how well it was received?
Aye, it was actually. It's getting quite a good number to every session. I've been staying in for free just to keep myself, mainly myself, in a routine and obviously helping other people. So, it's good.
It's quite, you know, it's good. Sorry, do you notice it's gotten quieter, or are you still getting the same amount of folk doing it with you?
I stopped doing the Zoom sessions, so I started doing like one-to-one outdoor stuff and stuff like that, and online training. But that's doing all right now.
Were you happy that you can do that again now, that you're doing the one-to-ones, almost back to kind of normality?
Aye, pretty much. That's why you're back to football, to be honest. That's the main thing.
Aye, and I think, well, going by what we've heard today, sounds like we're getting somewhere as well. We're getting crowds in as well.
What's that?
I'm saying it sounds as though we're going to get crowds in into the games as well.
Aye, is that what you're saying?
Aye, should be the middle of September, hopefully. So by the time that we get our first game, hopefully we'll get the crowds in as well.
Aye, definitely, that would help a lot.
So on to you then. Started as a Celtic youth player. How long were you there?
I think I was there for about 8 or 9 years. Aye, 8 or 9 years, I think.
And you were there with a certain Kieran Tierney as well?
He's a good mate of mine. I was in with him.
And was he always going to be the kind of star man? Was he always going to be the career he was going to take?
You could always tell he was a good player, but he wasn't ranked the highest at the Celtic Youth. There was a lot of left backs ahead of him, but he took his chance when he got it, and he's done obviously unreal.
It was quite a successful youth team you had there as well. You won quite a lot of things.
Aye, it was actually a really good squad. Won stuff like the Knight Cup in Manchester. And went to China for the finals and all that, so it's good.
It was a good learning curve for you.
Aye, definitely. It's a good experience going to all different countries and playing football against different teams and players and stuff. So it was good.
You played for Scotland as well?
Aye, I have to, yeah.
And that was a good experience as well, playing with different teams, different nationalities.
Aye, so it was a brilliant experience as well. Different stuff to test you in different ways and different styles that foreign countries play and stuff like that, so it's all good learning curve.
Yeah. Did you learn a lot with the different players, or it's different players here? From different teams, is that sort of help as well? Learning different things for them?
Aye. Then they're used to your own team, so it's good to get a wee look at how other players play as well, and try and learn from them as well.
So after you were released from Celtic, you went to Hamilton, got your debut at 18. How pleased were you to actually get a first start?
I was buzzing. I think I made my debut against St Mirren. I wasn't even expecting to come on, but I did. And it was the last game of the season. So that was a good send-off for the summer break.
When you signed for Hamilton, did they give you any kind of indication of how you would be? Would you be a backup player? Did they expect you to be in a youth team for a while and then come on? Or what was the kind of expectations?
No, I just signed on a youth team contract, which is Buttons. So I wasn't expecting to go straight into the first team. I was only 17, mm-hmm. 16, 17. I wasn't expecting to go straight into the first team. But I was hoping just to train with him a lot and try and learn for it.
The following season, you got 6 appearances. Was that kind of slightly disappointing, or were you kind of happy just to get those 6 and get them in your bag?
It's always disappointing not getting a lot of game time, but I was still young and I'd never really done much to earn more game time. So, it's probably alright.
Yeah, but the following season you got more games though. You played in the League Cup. I think you played all the League Cup games.
Aye. I can't think what year that was. I can't even remember. My memory's that bad.
It was the start of the 2016-17
season. I think I scored a couple in the game, did I?
You scored for all games on loan, I think, but I'm not sure if it was
the
Cup games.
The season after that, we were playing the League Cup. Aye. But that was before Albion Rovers. Aye, got you.
So you played the League Cup and then you went on loan to Albion for 6 months. I guess that was just to get you game time, was it?
Aye, so we played against Albion Rovers in a 20s game. And I think I'd done pretty well then. I think Darren Young phoned Martin Cannon and he just wanted to get it sorted. I was kind of looking to try and get some game time anyway. In fact, I wasn't even looking to go on loan. And then the manager phoned me and said that it'd be a good experience, so I just went along with it and done it, and I loved every minute, to be fair.
Yeah.
Playing every week.
Was you quite happy to go out on loan to get the game time, or was you wanting to stick around and try and force your way in the first team there?
Aye, I was always happy to try and go out and play. That's the main thing, you need to play, try and play as many games as you can.
And did you notice the marked difference in sort of the level going for the Premier League down to playing for Albion? No disrespect to them, but obviously the styles and the it's different kind of level, isn't it?
I went for kind of hardly playing the first team, so it was basically 20s to Albion Rovers. So Albion Rovers was probably a bit tougher than the 20s, so it was a good test as well. And you're playing against men that are experienced and they know all the tricks and stuff, and so it was good to get that experience.
Like, they're not going to take it easy on you either.
No. But that's good, it toughens you up.
Right, yeah, it's it. But your first career goal was against Stenhouse Muir. Any memories of that?
First career goal? Was that the first one, Stenhouse Muir?
The first one I've got for you, you scored against Stenhouse Muir for Albion, yeah.
Oh, Albion, I'm thinking Hamilton, sorry. Stenhouse Muir, let me think. I can remember that one, actually. I think it was a right foot shot, just inside the box. I think we won that game 2-0, 2-1.
I think so. Yeah. Aye. But pleasing just to get your first goal, though.
Aye, pleasing just to get off the mark. I was trying to score as many goals as possible.
So once the loan had finished, though, I don't think you played much after that, though, did you? Last season, anyway.
Nah, the loan finished in January, didn't it?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think I played much the rest of that season.
No. Is that quite a frustrating time with them played at Albion and then coming back from the loan spell and they getting any game time at that?
I don't know, probably a wee bit, but you can't really compare being good at Albion to try to start in the SPL, you know what I mean? So I was just doing it to get my own confidence up and try and learn a few things. I wouldn't expect us to come back and go straight into the first team.
Well, I think you finished alone with a double against Airdrie.
Aye.
It was a good way to sign off.
It was a good game. I finished off with a double against Airdrie. Then I was going to Tenerife the next day. That was good.
A good weekend all around then, eh?
Aye.
Following season then, your first sort of full season, I guess. 21 appearances, 3 goals for Hamilton. Must have been a good start to the season for you.
I think I always started the season. The season as well, and then I would start more playing, and then getting frustrated and stuff. But I'd always have a good start when I was playing. Don't know why that was, but it's just what happened.
So because they maybe saw the League Cup as more of an experiment, and maybe as a more or less as glamour friendlies, if you like, and that's why maybe guys like you were able to play.
Aye, but I mean, like, when I actually started in the league for the first few games, but aye, that the cup just basically to get fitness. Well, no fit. You obviously want to win, but it's early in the season, and you just try to build up the match fitness and see what team suits best.
Did you kind of express your disappointment or frustrations to your manager that you weren't a player, or how does that kind of come about? Or do you have a conversation, or you just kind of leave it to lie?
I think I'd probably leave it lie to start off with that year anyway. I'd leave it lie. I was still young, and I'd leave it lie then.
Yeah, because you went on loan again to Livy for the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that come about?
How did that come about? I don't know if my agent. I think my agent just messaged me and said that Livy were interested in a loan. Would you like to do it? I went, aye, why not? If I'm not playing here, then I might as well go and try and get games.
Yeah. You made 11 appearances, but you didn't score. Was that disappointing as well? Not to score?
Aye, that was disappointing. Not to score, but that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, a useful exercise for you, though, just to get that game time again.
Aye, it was good. It was a great bunch of boys there at Livy. And it was well ran. I liked the assistant, Martindale and Hoppy, the gaffer. It was all such a good, tight dressing room, and I enjoyed it a lot, to be honest.
Was that the season they were still in the Championship, yeah?
Aye, they got promoted that season.
Aye. So it'd been a good atmosphere all around in there then?
Aye, it was. Brilliant.
So the following season, again, started off well, 26 appearances this time, 2 goals. Did you feel as though that was kind of a turning point for you that season? Did you think as though that you were maybe on your way to being a regular?
That would probably be when I'd be getting frustrated by no playing. Because I'd be in, then out, then in, then out. And it wouldn't, I would never get that good consistent run again.
Yeah. So does that make it even more frustrating for you, the fact that you're in the team and you can't really get consistency?
Aye. That is most frustrating, when you can't get a good run of games. But when you're young and if the team play bad, then you're always the first one to get took it up and changed, you know what I mean? It's always expected, but
I guess for a team like Hamilton, it's more about getting the results than performances, I guess.
Aye, definitely. With Hamilton as well, you're always defending a lot more. You don't have as much much of the ball as other teams would. But probably didn't even suit my game.
Yeah.
Definitely, but it was good to get that side of the game in me as well.
But during that season, you signed a new contract, though, didn't you?
Aye.
Which should have taken you to 2021. So obviously, they had plans for you back then. So how between signing your new contract and then getting released in August, what kind of happened?
I think I started playing, and then I was in and out, and then I was just out for a while, and then I was just asking why I wasn't playing. There was no good reason for it. Then that was that, to be honest.
Hamilton changed the manager at the time?
Before I signed it. I think I might have changed it.
Is that maybe a reason for it, do you think, then? Just a change of manager, just a change of ideas, values?
Aye, probably just a different manager, different ideas, different style of playing.
So at the start of the last season then, you went to East Fife. On a short-term deal, was that a deliberate ploy on your part just to play there for a short while?
So I left it a bit late to leave Hamilton, where the timing wasn't the best. So everybody had all spent their budgets and stuff. So I couldn't really get a team. Then the offer for East Fife came up just to play. So, and I knew Dan Young would be novels anyway. I thought that'd be a good chance to come play again.
And again, just fine just to get game time, just get playing.
I just get my confidence back up and just getting a run of games.
Were you enjoying your football when you were at Hamilton before you left, or did you need that confidence boost again?
No, I was enjoying it.
You just needed new game time.
Aye, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And then you obviously joined Peterhead in January on an 18-month contract, which is unusual slightly for League 1, League 2 sides, but what kind of convinced you to sign for 18 months?
Just a bit of safety. And I knew the coronavirus was coming. It was good. It was either sign 1 year or sign two. So I thought I might as well commit myself and get everything for the 2 years. And then I'm not worrying after the first season what I'm going to do next. That's why I just feel comfortable then. Because when you're comfortable, you play better. Mm-hmm. You don't really think about all the outside things. You just concentrate on actually playing football. You know what I mean?
And was Jim a big part of that? Playing for a manager of his
calibre? Aye, he was a big part. I had to sit down with him, had a coffee with him before I signed, and everything sounded good, so I was excited.
Did Jim need to convince you to sign, or was you quite happy that you said to sign for Peterhead?
Yeah, I was quite happy to sign, to be honest. And I knew Mick Murphy as well, when I was at Celtic, and he was working with Jim at the time.
Signing in January, obviously, it wasn't the best of seasons for Peterhead overall, but when you joined, did you feel though that the morale was low, or was the morale quite high?
I think the morale was alright, to be honest.
And do you think the guys, because the guys that we've spoken to anyway, they've kind of all felt as though that we sort of underachieved slightly. Did you get that kind of impression as the season was progressing that these guys should be playing, or certainly the results should be better?
Aye, we should have done a lot better than what we did. I don't really know why that was happening, but we were just playing a bit flat and just not having any confidence in it. That was that.
It's like fine margins sometimes, and I'll bring up a game that, it turns out it was our last home game, the Tuesday night against Forfar. We'll talk about your first goal for a start, and then we'll talk about the rest of the game. You got your first goal, happy to get off the, get your duck over and done with, get the first goal?
Aye, it's always good to get your first goal. Then you just try and build on that. But aye, that game was disappointing actually. We should have won that game, and we ended up drawing. I think.
Aye, right, you've got a late equaliser, but struggled to find margins. You almost got a second before they scored. I think it was slightly touched on the crossbar for the keeper.
I think it did hit the crossbar.
And keeper was having one of those games for everything. He was more or less saving everything, wasn't he?
It's one of those days, wasn't it?
Aye. And that's what we're talking about, fine margins, we getting a result and it being just a draw.
Exactly.
Jason earlier on, and he had two shots off the line in the same game. And it's that kind of fine margins that's probably resulted in Peter finishing in eighth.
Aye, and every game there's always a fine margin. Whether it's a mistake or somebody switching off. Every goal's normally a fine margin to either fix it. You know what I mean?
Did you feel that as you were going on, that as the games have progressed, that you're on the brink of something, you're on the brink of a good performance, but there's just something just missing?
What do you mean?
We watch the games as fans, we know the likes of Scott Brown, yourself, Simon Ferry, they're all really good players, decent players. Some of them could be playing at a higher level, but for some reason they just need clicking. Did you find that?
When we played?
Yeah.
Some games we were still just getting used to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But some games were pretty good.
There was some games that we were really good, and that's the kind of frustrating thing for us as fans, that
as
are there, but we just need seeing them regularly, if you know what I mean.
It's the consistency.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. But as we go into next season, then we know when the season's going to be starting, the League Cup first, and then the league fixtures. What's kind of your expectations for the season then? Do you kind of hope to be playing more regular?
Aye, hope to be playing more regular. I've been doing a lot of training, so I'll be fit and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. So yourself, Aidan Smith, Derek Lyle, Ben Armour, all vying for those striking roles. Can you see yourself playing in a partnership with any of those guys, or kind of how do you see your role in the team?
I can see myself playing a partnership with any of them. All of them, actually.
Yourself a 9 or a 10, or who would you prefer?
I'd say 10, but it depends what formation the gaffer's going to go with. I can play in the wings as well and attack mid. So, I just whatever. Not really bothered where I play.
Just happy to play.
Aye. Don't know, right or left back.
Well, we're struggling for defenders as it is, because I think we've only got two defenders, so you might be playing it in centre half to fill up.
You better have to sling me in the dressing room then.
You've got a sweeper role behind Jason Brown and Gary McKenzie, yeah?
Aye.
So, in terms of the season then, do you know when your pre-season is going to be starting?
I don't know. When was it? I don't know. When it's served, the guidelines are ready to go.
Yeah. And everybody's keen to get started and get going?
Everybody's just buzzing to get back playing games.
Yeah.
Same
thing,
you know what I mean?
The League Cup, obviously we've got Dundee United and we've got St Johnstone games that you're looking forward to.
Aye, they're good games, good test, so we're looking forward to them.
And having one at home and one away, does that make it even better? You know, do you think you can maybe beat St Johnstone at home?
Aye, well, we can get anybody a game up there, especially when we're used to the wind, when the wind machine's on. So, our team don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's a nice playing surface as well. So if we like to play, we can play.
Yeah. The ground staff did a great job. But are you used to the wind now as well then?
No. Leave it.
Yeah, it takes a bit of getting used to, does it?
Because there's not much of you, Ken. You could easily get blown away on that wind yourself.
Aye, especially if I have a big strip on, I might fly away.
Aye, okay. So, after that then, obviously we went to the new season, hopefully we get fans in. Does it make a difference to the players, do you think? If there's fans there or not there?
Aye, I think you need the fans. Just to get you going and get you up to the game, support you in that. Without the fans, it just feels like a training game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you watch any of the games that's been on TV with no fans, what do you make of it?
Not really watch much, to be honest. Not really.
Just because there's never been any fans, or you won't watch it?
Just too busy.
Okay. I'll do some quick fire questions for you, if that's all right. So, when you were growing up, who was your boyhood idol?
Ronaldinho.
Good shout.
What's your favourite TV show to watch?
Do
you get the time to watch any TV shows?
Aye, every night. It's maybe Quickfire, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Power.
Okay. Who's the best player you've played with?
With?
Yeah.
Probably Kieran Tierney.
Okay.
The best coach that you've worked under?
Say Boozy.
Okay. What's the most memorable game you've played in?
Memorable game. Probably one we beat Motherwell 1-0 and I scored.
Oh, the goal was on Twitter just a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Good finish.
The stadium that you'd most like to visit that you haven't already?
Scotland either. Visit or play?
Either or.
The Bernabeu.
I've been there. Out of the current players in the world, who would you pay money to go and see?
Messi and Neymar.
The last one I've got for you, Stephen, is which country would you most like to visit in the world?
Country?
Yeah.
That I haven't already?
Yeah.
Japan.
Cultural, okay. And last one, would you rather score a hat-trick in the World Cup final or the Champions League final? And you can't say both.
You can't say both.
Either or.
Probably Champions League final.
Ah. See, I would have thought World Cup final, but hey, there you go. Okay. Okay, on that note then, Stephen Boyd, thanks very much for coming on.
No worries.
Yeah.
That was Stephen Boyd there, and our thanks go to Stephen for taking the time to join us. Our thanks also go to our sponsor, Marco's Chipper, and to you guys as well for listening as always. That's it for this week. We'll see you all again very soon. Cheers.